This is Dakota Daybook for July 25th. The rivalry between Grand Forks and Fargo was especially fierce in 1906. An agreement had been reached that the state fair would alternate between Grand Forks and Fargo, with Fargo scheduled to host the fair first. But there was some annoyance that Grand Forks was holding a Red River Valley Exposition just prior to Fargo's fair. In May of 1906, excitement rippled throughout North Dakota with the announcement of the date for Exposition in Grand Forks, July 31st to August 3rd. Grand Forks business leaders predicted it would be the greatest of the kind ever held in the Northwest. The committee had set aside $15,000 for prize premiums and horse racing purses. The money was expected to attract the top competitors and the fastest horses. The Grand Forks newspaper highlighted the coming event. Throughout June, the Evening Times ran a banner across page tops calling attention to the exposition. Newspapers across the state picked up the story. Anticipation increased as further details were released. The premium list included almost 1,000 prizes. There were dozens of categories for everything from livestock and agriculture to arts, sewing, and baking. As the big day drew closer, businesses fueled the excitement by including the exposition in their ads, listing upcoming events. The announcement of very low railroad rates was sure to entice people from across the state to come. On this date, in 1906, with the big day right around the corner, the Evening Times ran the Red River Valley Exposition edition. Even rival Fargo had to grudgingly admit that the Grand Forks Exposition would be a big show. The exposition saw large crowds and garnered rave reviews, but not everyone was impressed. The Fargo newspaper printed a story that alcohol had been served. The paper described two blind pigs that were as wide open as any saloon could be. The exposition management denied the allegation. Fargo's subsequent state fair received positive, but rather lackluster reviews. Even the Fargo Forum had to admit that there were problems, and the fair suffered in comparison to the exposition in Grand Forks. The paper noted that better management would improve future fairs, going so far as to recommend the man who spearheaded the Red River Valley Exposition. Today's Dakota Daybook, written by Dr. Carol Butcher. I'm Ann Alquist.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding by Humanities North Dakota, North Dakota's largest lifelong learning community.